Ready to receive a beautiful message from Kryon? Yeah, me too. Me too. So bring your awareness back home into your beautiful physical vessel and breathe yourself into a place that is a little more still and a little more centered around your heart. Understanding that the message of honoring and love that is given is given from the energy in the room to the energy in the room. And that is all of us together creating this beautiful vessel of love together this weekend. Letting yourself settle more and more into your own vessel, your own center, your own love for yourself. Blending with the love and the honoring of spirit that comes to be with us, to hold us in those divine arms of love. Healing, uplifting, loving, honoring with each breath, with each moment.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is a different day than yesterday. The energy in the room is different. And the intent of those attending, slightly different. This very day, the question of the entourage has been asked. When you walked into the room, those who are sensitive, what did you feel? The answer is you weren't alone. There's always what we will call a soup of consciousness in this place through your intent that you call the entourage. And it's such a mixture and so difficult to define. And we've done it and tried it and channeled about it. But it truly is a soup and it tastes of you. It is a unique energy for your learning and your healing. Aha experiences are here. It's a joyful entourage. If you looked at it, it's smiling. And that's what you feel. You feel safety and comfort, and you know you're not alone. I speak of energy that you cannot feel easily unless you're sensitive. Some of you have felt it. Some of you don't. But it is absolutely there to be felt. It's invisible. And many things are invisible, and that is what we wish to even speak of this night. So let us first address the entourage. An entourage is alive in consciousness from the other side of the veil with that which is for you. It's so difficult to make it linear. You want to put it in a box, give it a name, give it a face. We shouldn't have even called it an entourage. But the word entourage, which would mean something that belongs to something else, and that's you. You have an entourage that comes with me. Difficult. But what I want you to feel in the entourage is permission to hear me. Permission to love yourself, to know that you're bigger than you think. Yesterday we talked about linearity. We talked about how humans are beginning to start to change that which they believe they must do to please God, or even how to progress in order to find that which is enlightenment. There are new ways of clearing by not clearing. There are new ways of thinking about who you are, and they're not linear. And once again, by linear, we mean that which you would have experienced that is compartmentalized, that is able to be labeled, numbered, counted, and quantified. And now, suddenly, your entire toolbox is conceptual. The concept of belief, intent, cognizing, even the concept of what light is for you. So many metaphors on metaphors to be able to unlinearize, delinearize, unbox the things that have always been in a row or in a list. We've said that one of the newest things for you to learn is that you have help. In an old energy, you were always pushing against something that was not helpful. In fact, it would push back. And that is called duality. It is an older energy that absolutely was supreme on this planet, old soul. Think of it as the dark and light quotient and a scale of balance where the dark actually had a little more influence than the light. And that has changed. Now, if that balance has changed and you work with the light, then you have to understand that the light is going to have a difference today than it did yesterday. And so is the dark. And when it comes to self-examination and working with you, when it comes to your understanding of you, that quotient is going to change your abilities. You got help. You're going to start pushing, and you're going to get through immediately because the dark can't push back anymore. And what this metaphor means is that as you try to figure out those things about you, there is help inside you. You can call it your smart body, your higher self, whatever you wish. As soon as you open the box of intent, a hand comes out and says, "Welcome, come on in." Pulls you right in there. That's new. It's hard. For you to get used to these things, which we are telling you are different. The box of belief is there for you to break through. Is it true that there indeed is help now where there was not before? Not to the extent there is now. And it's true. Readers will find it easier to read. It's the same process. Intent is allowing you a greater ability to help another human. Healers, the process is enhanced to help you help other humans. There is a benevolence factor that is getting larger, especially for those of you who are involved in helping other humans. Your imprint on the planet, dear ones, is bigger than it used to be. Now, there are things that you think are linear that are not. One of them is that which you would call your Akashic record. When you see past lives and a record of past lives in that which is your imagination, you see layers.
All of you.
And the layers are arranged from oldest to newest. Therefore, you might say, if you went to a past life reader, you might have to have more time to find a lifetime that was older than newer. Oh, how linear. What you should know is they're really not arranged at all. There are more influential ones that rise to the surface of being perceived due to their energy. So things that have happened to you which had more of that energy seem then to be on top, if you wish to have a top or a bottom. Those are the things that a past life reader will sense first. And by the way, those are the things that take you to a past life reader. They're the things that are disturbing, irritating, or what you might say, a problem, a block. Now, in this new energy, have you thought about what that might cause? Or have you? Do you continue to think, my Akash has to be solved, the blocks have to be gone through, I am a victim of the drama of the past? What if I told you that non-linearity has started to change because of the dark light quotient? Guess what might be bubbling up in your Akash? The things that are awesome. The abilities, the times, the lifetimes where you had prosper. That prosperity is bubbling up. The wisdom that you might have had, not the bad times, but the good times. Now, they're not going to show themselves if you don't believe it. Here we are, back to belief. Belief is energy. Belief is consciousness of allowance, and it breaks through self-worth. You're not going to get it unless you deserve it. So do you believe you deserve it? All of these past few years, you have heard me talk about these shifts and changes and the old souls which must facilitate them. At the same time, the old souls have this filter where they don't want to believe it because it never happened this way before. I'll tell you some other non-linear things which are going on. My partner got into it today just a little bit, and if you realized it, I jumped in and helped him. And it had to do with the indigenous. Every single human being has an imprint on what we would call the crystalline grid of the planet. You also imprint the magnetic grid in certain kinds of ways with your consciousness. The crystalline grid is more attuned to the energy you generate. In the past, and for thousands of years, you have generated drama and war, sadness and suffering. These are the things that to you are on the surface of the crystalline grid. For you, it is absolutely normal to walk into a cemetery and feel something, a battlefield and feel something. And if we ask you, what is it you feel? You would say, well, in the cemetery, I feel sadness of those who stood and cried over those who died. And in the battlefield, I feel the drama and the suffering of death. And you'd be right. Now, let me ask you, is that then forever? Is that normal? Is that what you would always feel? And most of you would say, well, of course it is. That's what happened. Oh, really? Really? What if you've changed it? What if along the way the crystalline grid starts to receive other kinds of information from the imprint of humanity, and it goes like this: joy, celebration, peace on earth, and praise for love. Enough of that goes on. Let me tell you how these things will rearrange themselves that are not linear. You never thought of it. You walk into the cemetery, and what you feel somehow, oddly enough, is elation. From every soul, you feel them walking into the light and saying, "Finally, I'm home." What about that? You go to the battlefield and you don't feel the suffering of death. You feel those who are victors. We won the battle. The celebrations that went on. Is it possible that the crystalline grid could retune itself so that basic things you think are forever are not? Because things are not linear. Is it possible that the crystalline grid could start having things bubble up to the surface that you would feel, which are awesomely different, like wisdom? And where did that come from? It came from the indigenous. Those who were here first had intuition better than yours. And the reason is because on this planet, over thousands of years, that which you call human nature and energy sought a darker level. You know this. The more humans got together with free choice, the more warring you became. This is why you wondered if you'd even pass that which was the millennium. You war and war. Finally, there was one world war, another world war by the same players. You did it again. History repeats itself. You didn't learn anything. Here comes World War III, and you got it in all your scriptures, and all the prophets talked about it. You were going to do it again, only this time it was going to be nuclear, and so there would be no more civilization. And you didn't. And so there are many walking around waiting for the war because it didn't happen then, it's going to happen later. Not understanding it's not going to happen. Because humanity is starting to mature and become wiser. And I'll tell you what you need right now is the wisdom of those who came before you. Because they had a better grasp of how it works. And the crystalline grid is becoming very different. It's starting to have come to the surface that which is not just the wisdom of the indigenous, the wisdom of those who came even before those, the wisdom of the Pleiadians, the time capsules, all of this new energy that is for you is only sensible, that is being able to be sensed by those who believe it's there. Oh, we're back to belief. Dear ones, your intent and your belief is critical. Can you believe that your imprint on this planet is bigger than you think? How many of you were your own indigenous? Let's talk about the Akash again. Is it possible that bubbling up into your Akash will be the wisest lifetimes you've ever had? That means you're going to have some wisdom delivered to you, not blocks. Intuitive wisdom. Now, are you beginning to see a connect the dots with the indigenous? You need to see them at some level. As wise ones with things you need to know. It's coming through the crystalline grid. It's coming through them. They've sensed it. And many of you who are your own ancestors were the indigenous. You're sensing it, if you believe it. And so in the category of things are not linear, you're starting to understand Things are not necessarily as you thought they were. The very systems, what you call human nature, are based upon a repetitive old energy that never changed. Therefore, you always saw it as the way things are. Now, as it starts to shift, unless you believe that you are enabled to shift, you won't. This is either clear to you or it's not. And that goes into your perception of what is happening. I close with this. Dear ones, the earth is changing. The systems on the planet that deal with human energy are changing. They're starting to rewrite themselves as you rewrite yourself. Everything on the planet exists for you. Everything. The planet itself, the grids that surround it, the sun that is in the solar system, the energy of that which you are moving through in the solar system around the sun, it is all based upon consciousness of humanity. There are bigger systems afoot than you know of. It's going to let humanity become more enabled. It's going to start with the graduates first. That's you. You've been there and done that. You're an old soul. You're the first to awaken to this. You recognize it, ancient one, if you believe it. So we're back to that. This night, if you want a good affirmation, you might create one about belief. I am the ancient of the planet. I have infinite wisdom that will help humanity. My Akash is changing to deliver that which will enhance my life and not block it. The crystalline grid will be affected because I am sending it love, energy, celebration, and laughter. And then watch your own human nature change. You have got to give yourself permission to believe this is possible. Undoing thousands of years of sameness is going to take an effort, old soul. And that's why we call it work, light worker. So I suggest you get to it. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.